Oyschov Gimel, V'alkein Nikra Hatzadik Soifer V'Shomer. This is why one of the names that the Torah uses for tzadikim is they're called watchmen. Kemoshekosuv Soifer Nesaticho. As the pasuk says in Yecheskel, I have made you a watchman. Upirish Rashi Shomer. Ki Iker Hashmira Al Yodoy. Because the main protection for Klal Yisrael comes via the tzaddik. Machmashal yodoy zoichen lekisuf nekdusha, because the tzaddikim are the ones who have these good desires, and they're the ones who are able to inspire us to have these good desires. Shaydeze ikra shmira kanal, and that's the main protective force. Ve'im hoyu hakoil zoichen leze b'shleimus.
That's the tzaddik shubachin is brisilo. If all Yidden were zoichet to super tikkun abris, we're talking about bris ilah, which is the shmira sabris related to women and those items of kedusha. Bechina shmira sabris b'shleimus, b'vaday lo yhoyu tzrichim shum shmira begashmius. There wouldn't be any need for police protection. There wouldn't be need for any alarms on cars or homes. There wouldn't be any need for any for fire insurance and water insurance. Ki hoyu mizbatlim kol hamazike alma. Because all the destructive forces in the world would be wiped out completely from these good ritzainos which are coming from the tzaddik. Ach ikr hashmiro shetzrichen shmira gam begashmiz ze nimshach mebchinas halametes melochois shenimshochem mebchinas bris tato. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact that there is a need for protection, all types of protection, stems from the 39 acts of work which Hashem cursed the world. When Adam and Chava ate from the tree of wisdom, Hashem issued these 39 curses to Adam, Chava, the earth, and the snake, which resulted in the concept of 39 malachos, which are tied into the bris tato, which are tied into the realm of what we call Isur Veheter, we call it in Torah. What you're allowed to do on Shabbos, what you're not allowed to do, you know, all of those kind of things. Shehu bechinas nar, bechinas eved, shemishom kol ha'avoidois v'hayegiois sheliske elam hazeh. These 39 acts of work, this concept of bris tato, is called nar or eved. We've mentioned this in the past, that there's Hashem, and there's the angel, the Malach Memtes, which is the closest angel to Hashem, in a sense. His name, one of Hashem's names is Shin Dalad Yud, Shakai, and this angel, Memtes, Reish Vov Nun, his name is also Bigimatria Shakai, exactly. And he's the one to whom Hashem gives the role of supervising the world during the 6 days of the week. During the 6 days of the week, he's in charge, sort of. Where the pasuk says, "Sheishes yomim ta'avoid." 6 days you should work. Ta'avoid is bechinas eved. This angel is a bechina of eved. Whereas Shabbos, kaviyochel Hashem takes over the control in a more obvious way. Even during the week, Hashem's in control, but it's less obvious, more obvious. And this angel is also called Nar. In general, a messenger, Malach means messenger, Nar also means a messenger, like a boy Friday, that, you know, his man Friday, that kind of thing. Shemishom kol ho'avoidois v'yegiyoy sheliske elam hazeh shekulam kulam lametes melochois umishom nimshach shetzrichin shmira gam begashmius. And it's as a result of our involvement in the 39 acts of work, in this bris tato, in this avoida, avdus, because we're plugged into eved, therefore there is this need for protection even on a gashmius level. Ki ikra lametes melochois nimshochem mechet odom arishon she'ochal me'etz hadas toivoro. The main concept of the 39 acts of work, which are koilel, all types of work that people have to do in life, it originates from the act of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shenigzaroz b'zeyas apecho toich alechem. That's when Hashem issued the decree that with the sweat of your brow you will eat bread. Shehem halametes melochas kiyodua. That's referring to the 39 acts of work, as is known. V'ikar pigam Eitz Hadas toivoro hoyo b'chinas hapigam shel hanichnosin lepardes. Shelo yotzu b'sholim k'moy Rabbi Akiva kemuva b'tikunin. The main concept of Adam Arishan eating from the tree of wisdom corresponds to the pigam which was done by those tzaddikim who went into the orchard, Rabbi Akiva and his three friends, those that failed, their pigam is the pigam of Adam Arishan, because it says by him also, he looked where he wasn't supposed to. His act of eating from the tree of wisdom implied a concept of looking where you're not supposed to look, a level that's too high for you. And that's what some of those rabbis did. They looked where it was too high for them, and it ended up harming them. As is written in the Tikkunei Zohar, Ve'ikar ha'pigam shelohem al yedei sheloi tzairu oisiyas ha'toyro letoiv al yedei kisufim toivim. The main pigam of these rabbis who were harmed in the process was from not formatting the letters of the Torah letoiv. V'loi kololu b'chinas lamdon v'tzadik yachad. They weren't able to mix the concept of tzadik and lamdon together with a perfect balance. Rak osu pirud bein b'chinas lamdon u'bein b'chinas tzadik. But rather, they made a separation between tzadik and lamdan, which we mentioned earlier, shezeu bechinas mekatzets benetiyos kemuvan heter b'toran al ayin sham heter. That's the concept of what it says about acher. It says that acher cut something in the middle that he wasn't supposed to. That's this concept of making a cut, a separation between these two levels, which a Jew is supposed to have both of them, tzadik and lamdan. Tzadik is purity in tikkun abris. Lamdan is the knowledge portion of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah and the other areas of Yiddishkeit, what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat, what you're Shabbos, all the different things. Shezehu bechinas hapegam shel haloimdim hacholkem ala tzadikim. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the same pegam of those people who learn a lot of Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, and yet they are choylik against tzaddikim. They speak out in a very negative, insulting way to try to push people away from tzaddikim. She'omrim she'ikrohu rak halimud bi'atzmoy, where they say that the main thing is learning. Ve'ein tzrichim l'skariv l'tzaddikim l'sakein ma'isov klal. You don't have to come close to tzaddikim that they should improve your midos and your actions. That's all shtuyot. It's bittul Torah. It's bittul Torah. And those people that follow their route of only learning and not being involved with tzaddikim, not coming close to tzaddikim, not working on their tikkun amidos of all sorts, what ends up happening is they get neither. They don't get the midos and they don't get the learning either. The learning is a what do they call that when a person has a short fling? That's what it is. It's a short fling with learning that lasts a couple of months, or even a couple of years in some cases, and then it dries up. Because many of these people, even if there's a couple of years in their life that they put in some serious learning, but afterwards they end up throwing the learning also away. As is found, unfortunately, by many people, where during their younger years, teenage years, or the early the 20s, they were involved in some learning. But then they end up rejecting it completely, leaving the Torah completely. And in certain cases, they end up doing worse averos than people that never had a chance to go to yeshiva at all, than people that didn't learn, that were brought up in a background where they didn't have the opportunity to learn. This is because they didn't realize that a major part of Yiddishkeit is fixing up your actions. Actions both bein odom lamokoyim, it's getting up early to go to shul, and it's mikveh, and it's making sure to help another person, to say a good morning to another person, not just putting on blinders and just thinking about yourself and your own learning and not talking to anybody and not doing anything for anybody. It's that whole area of tikkun ha'maisim and tikkun ha'midos. And they didn't put effort into coming close to true tzaddikim. But rather they emphasize that the most important thing in Yiddishkeit is learning. Learning, learning, that's, you'll learn, you'll have everything, and finish. Nothing else. And if you look, you see that years later, they're not putting in the 12 hours. This person who they say about him that he learned 15 hours a day and 17 hours a day, and suddenly you see him when he's 30, 40, 50, he's not even putting in 3-4 hours a day. Why? Makara, what happened? How did he become so unused to it? The answer is because he forgot to put one of the ingredients into the cake. He forgot he put everything in except the flour. The water, the sugar, the cinnamon, everything, except the flour. So the cake, while they were made, it looked like it was going to be a cake. It looked like batter. It had the batter and it smelled like it. And it was just missing one little ingredient. The thing that makes the thing stand up, you know, and have a real kiyum to it. And sometimes that doesn't show itself until years later. You don't see it. Those few years, he's pumping, he's learning this, that, and you don't see what was missing until a point later. Ki be'emes ikur tikun limud ha-toirah hu'al-idei b'chinas tzadik. Because the main tikun of learning, the main thing that assures a person that his learning is the right kind of learning, and it's a learning that's going to be constructive to him, is the tzaddik. Umi shemafrid b'chinas lamdan b'chinas tzaddik, and a person who thinks that these are two different things. There are these people called tzaddikim who live out in the Himalayas, and as long as they don't bother me, I ain't going to bother them. And then there's the normal people, or the good yidden, who learn, who sit and learn. What else is there to do? Just sit and learn it, and gemarnu, period. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, a person who divides these two, who bechinas acher, shekitzeitz benetiois, that person is falling into the trap that acher fell into, where he also divided between two. Ki tachlis toirah, Shuvo Maisen Toivim. Because the Gemara says that the purpose of learning is that it should bring you to tshuva and good deeds. Kemoisham Razawa, as the Gemara says, Shaloy Hei Odom Koire Veshoine Uboyet Bo'oviv Uvaraboy. That it shouldn't happen that a person will learn Chumash and Mishnayis and Gemara and then end up kicking his father or kicking his rebbes. How would he do such a thing? What do you mean? It's possible for a person to learn and then be able to insult his parents or insult his rebbes? Yes, if his learning is missing that active ingredient, the Yirah Shamayim, the Tzadik, the Tikkun HaBris, and those items. Ki b'chinas lamden hu b'chinas bris tato. Because this issue, this concept of lamden, a person who's into learning alone, is called bris tato. It's b'chinas eved. It's called servant, compared to Shehu Tachas Brisi Lo. It's on a lower level than the upper Bris, Shehu Ben Choirin, which is called a free man, Bechinas Avraham. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal shows the contrast between Avraham Avinu and his servant Eliezer. Because by Eliezer it says that, Uki Shehalamdon Kofuf LaHatzadik, whereas, when you have a person who's into learning and who's very knowledgeable in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, and he humbles himself to the tzaddik, he accepts the authority and the spiritual greatness of the tzaddik over himself, azay zeicher letzayer oiseis hatoyer letoiv aydei koyach hatzaddik. Then that person's tikkun habris, or his kesher to the tzaddik, gives him the ability that all that learning that he's doing, the letters are being formatted in a constructive way, in a way that improves him and helps him. Shehu horav hadoim alamalach Hashem tzvokois. The Gemara makes reference that when you're looking for a rabbi, look for a rabbi who's like a malach Hashem tzvokois. And Rabbein Zal, in that chapter in the Kutimah, makes reference that these are two madregos. Malach is one madrega, Hashem tzvokois is a second madrega. Malach represents Lamdon, that's the Malach Memtes, which is the 6 days of the week, which corresponds to Kosher, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and Hashem Tzvokois is the concept of Tzadik. Tzvokois is Hashem's name for Tikkun HaBris, it's one of the special names for Tikkun HaBris. She'oisyois HaToyra Mevakshim Lehitztayar Mipiv, Kama Shekosu Shom. The Pasuk there says, Im Horav, The pasuk says, "Ki sifse koin yishmeru das, the Torah yivakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu." That on the lips of a kohen you will find das, knowledge, and you should seek Torah from his mouth, because he is like a heavenly angel. So the Gemara darshins that a person who is zoichet to a rabbi, who is zoichet to be Malach Hashem Tzvokos, which means he has both of these qualities. He has the quality of Lamdan plus Tzadik, Torah Yivakshu Mipihu. The Torah requests to be spoken from his mouth. The Torah wants to come out of his mouth because the Torah knows that when it comes out of his mouth, it's going to be configured in a constructive way. The letters are going to be formatted letoiv. Whereas when the Torah comes out of the mouth of a person who's not tzaddik, he's just lamdan, then the configuration could be loitoiv, could be the opposite. Avol kishe'enoi kofuf tachtov. Whereas, when you have these people who are lamdonim, they're knowledgeable in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, but they're not kofuf to the tzaddik, they don't accept the supremacy of the tzaddikim, ma kolshkein ve kolshkein kishichas ha-shon choylek olav, and especially, when you have such a person who's knowledgeable in Gemara Shulchan Aruch, and he's choylek against tzaddikim, azai loy zocho nase loy sam moves. He's in the category of those who learn Torah, and they're not zocher, where their Torah becomes a poison, a deadly poison. Because when the Torah comes forth from his mouth, it's formatted in a negative way, in a destructive way. Now Rav Nosson Zal summarizes by saying, Haklal, the general rule is, the general statement is, She'ikar ha'tikun shel kol ho'olamos, hu'alidei ha'tzadikei ho'emes. The main tikkun of all the worlds comes from the true tzaddikim, Shehem betachlis shmiras habris beemes. They are the ones who achieve the greatest degree of success in tikkun habris. Bishleimus shehu daiko zoicher letzayer oiseh hatorah letoiv. They're the ones who have the ability to format the letters of the Torah in a positive way. Sheyasu v'yifalu pulois toivois boilam, so that the Torah that they teach should perform good deeds in the world, lesaken hakoil, to fix everybody and everything in the world. Vafilu min she'enoi zoicho lezeh, and even a Jew who is not zoicho to such tikkun habris, lebechinas tzadik b'shleimus, he's not zoicho to be so pure in tikkun habris. Afal pikein, despite that, im hu machnia es atzmoi al kol ponim tachas atzadik, ke'eved tachas adoinov, if he accepts the authority of the tzaddik, like a servant accepts the yoke of a master, azai kol toirosoi velimudoi v'chol maisov mekablin tikun al yidei tzaddik shemetzayar akoy letoiv. Then that person's Torah and his learning and his deeds will all be fixed up and polished and improved and made good via the tzaddik who has the ability to be metzayar the oisiyas letoiv. This is where the Gemara says that better to be the tail of a lion than the head of a fox. The lion represents the tzaddik. The fox represents these other rabbis who have knowledge in Torah, they're knowledgeable in Torah, lamdonim, all kinds of lamdonim, but not tzaddik. Tzaddik is the Gemara says, Ezehu giboyer ha-kodesh es yitzroi. Who's called gibor, gvura, ari, the one who conquers his yitzhara, tikkun habris. That's the gibor. Now you have a choice. You could either become a lamdan, you could go to a certain yeshiva where you're going to learn 6 hours, 12 hours of Gemara a day with Tosfos, with the Marsha, with Rif, with this and that, everything. But they're going to de-emphasize Tikkun HaBris. No, those things we don't talk about. The Yiddish mitzvahs, we're allergic to mitzvahs. We're into learning. Mitzvahs people that are dumb, people that can't learn, they do mitzvahs and stuff. Why would a person who could learn want to have anything to do with mitzvahs? It's bittul Torah again. Doing mitzvahs is davening, spending too much time davening, or shofar, or trying to get a good essay. That's all bittul Torah. So therefore, if the person has that kind of attitude, then he's looking to be a shul, a fox, you know. And the Gemara says, better to be the tail of a lion is better than the head of a fox. Because again, the tail of a lion is still part of a lion. The smallest person who is zeicher to be attached to the tzaddik the right way, here again, this isn't a joke. We're talking about a person who accepts the authority of the tzaddik, which means when he's informed that the tzaddik says do this, he does it. Or when he's told that the tzaddik says don't do that, if he's told that the tzaddik says you're not supposed to smoke, and he knows that even though he likes it and he's...
He's willing to give it up because it says in Chayim Aram that Rabbeinu is always against smoking. Or if he likes going to sleep late at night. He's an American. He knows that's normal. Crazy people go to sleep 8 o'clock at night. And he's willing to bend himself, to try to twist himself out of shape a little bit, because the tzaddik said that the right way is to try to go to sleep earlier. Or if he's willing to try to spend 15 minutes a day of his spodidus, despite the fact that the world is laughing at it, and even for him himself, it's the hardest thing in the world, but he's doing it because the tzaddik said so, that person, if he learns 2 pages of Gemara, the tzaddik can make a tikkun for his 2 pages, that his 2 pages might be better than another person's 10 pages. Another person's 10 pages, without the kesher to the tzaddik, without the tzaddik being an ability to be mesakenet and be metzayer, the or letoiv and everything, his 2 pages might be better than the other ones. And his mitzvah of lulav and esrig might be a home run, whereas the other person's, with all his knowledge, his mitzvah could be a single or a double at best.
Of manhigim within Breslau. I've seen it's like an unbelievably dangerous thing. Where some guys, and I once had this captain was interviewing me in the army, right? Oh, you're a Breslover. How do you feel about authority figures? I mean, your Rebbe's dead and la 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 la. I mean, this money's dead. But it's very easy for people, and I see this is where some people can go sad results when people let, they make up their own thing. They have nobody who's showing them how to cop the Rebbe's stuff. Right? And they kind of make up their own thing, and they're taking, you know what I mean? And they get very confused and nimble ball. And
the only thing that I can say on that is that from what I've seen in the Sforim of Rabbeinu Zal, Rab Nosson Zal, and their Talmidim, they seem to emphasize that for people in these generations, and these generations means after Rab Nosson Zal, anybody that came after Rab Nosson Zal, their ability to connect properly with the tzaddik being Rabbeinu Zal and Rab Nosson Zal, that combination is dependent on 2 issues. One issue is the Sforim, because there are a few chapters in the Kutaman where Rabbeinu Zal shows that the face of the tzaddik is in his writings. What is the tzaddik? The tzaddik is his teachings, number one. And the next is his Talmidim. Those that are zoche to be true Talmidim of the tzaddik, we can hope to come close to the tzaddik via those 2 paths. Those are the 2 tracts that we have to try to work on. Period. Which sefer? This one likes Likutei Halachos more, and this one likes Sipuri Maisis more. The answer is sometimes it has to do, each person's a different person. Which Talmud of the tzaddik? Even that, it's hard for a person to say that what works for me is going to work for you. That's part of each person's own quest for emes. He's looking for the tzaddik emes. Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos in one place that the last shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life was about searching for the tzaddik emes. And Rav Nosson Zal writes in Hilchos Shluchim that it's when a person thinks he's found the tzaddik emes, that's when the search first begins. Because finding a tzaddik doesn't mean the body, doesn't mean finding a 2-legged thing. Finding the tzaddik means finding the ruach hakodesh that's in the tzaddik, which means his ability to inspire you and improve you, and in other words, to make me better, make me more religious in every aspect of Yiddishkeit. And that's what you're looking for. So here again, you can have a person who's standing right, you can have the next door Rabbeinu. There was once a comment, one of Rav Nosson Zal's Talmidim once made a comment like, I wish I would have seen Rabbeinu Zal, or I wish I would have known Rabbeinu Zal. So Rav Nosson Zal laughed at him and said, who do you think knew him? The guy that took him across the river on the raft? You know, in those days when you wanted to cross the river, they had these people, there was a raft, you got on the raft, and there was the guy who held the pole and pushed the thing across the river. So Rav Nosson Zal said to this person, what is, you know, as if this person was saying, I wish I could have seen him, or I wish I could have spoken to him personally, thinking that that's what would have made him closer. And Rav Nosson Zal was ridiculing him, saying, you're so silly. You don't understand that there are many people that saw him and ate with him and played with him and had no kesher with him. That's not called being mekusha to the tzaddik necessarily. Mekusha to the tzaddik is appreciating his words, appreciating his advice. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, we'll just go back a little bit, a few lines, to pick up from there. Haklal she'ikar hatikun shel kol ho'ilamos hu'alidei hatzadiki emes. The bottom line is that the main tikkun of all the worlds happens via the true tzadikim. Shehem betachlis shmiras habris be'emes b'shleimus. They are the ones who observe the highest degree of purity in Tikkun HaBris. Shehu Daika Zoichel Etzayir Oisei Satoru Latoiv. It's those tzaddikim that have the ability to format the letters of the Torah in a way that forms positive combinations. Sheyasu v'yifalu pulais toivas boilom l'sakan ha'koil. So that the letters of the Torah should do all kinds of things in the world to fix everything. And even a Jew who himself is not zoche to this level of tzidkus, this level of tikkun habris, afal pikein imhu machnia satzmoi, al kolponim tachas atzadik ke'eved tachas adoinov, still, if that person will humble himself and subjugate himself to the tzadik like a servant to a master, azai kol toirosoi v'limudoi v'chol ma'asov, Mekablim tikkun al yidei tzaddik shemetzayer hakol toiv. Then all of that person's learning and mitzvahs and everything will receive a tikkun through the tzaddik, who's in a position to format everything in a constructive way. Vazai nemar olav gamkein zocho nasaloi samchaim al yidei koyach tzaddik. And then it's possible to say about that person that his learning is on this level of zochanasisloy samchaim, that the Torah is a medicine of life for him via his connection to the tzaddik. Avo lehepech, whereas if you have the opposite situation, she'enoy machnias atzmoy chasishon tachas tzaddik, if a person is not willing to put himself under the authority of the tzaddik, and especially if a person is chas v'shon cholik against the tzaddik, azai nemar olov loy zocho nasis loy samoves. Then it can be said about that person that those who are not zoche, their study of Torah becomes like a poison of death. Ki mafrid b'chinas lamdan mebchinas tzaddik, because those kind of people make a separation between tzaddik and lamden. They pick and choose. Shezeo b'chinas mekatzeitz minatiyos. That's the concept of acher, who also made a division. Shemishom ikr sitra demoisa. That's where the Malach HaMoves draws his power from when there's division, when there's machlokes. Kizeo b'chinas pegam eitz hadas toivora. That's the concept of the pegam that Adam HaRishon made in eating from the eitz hadas, She'oz nigzar ki b'yoy macholch mimenu mois tomus, which is the day in which Hashem decreed death. The pegam of eating from the Eitz Hadas was a pegam of separating lamden from tzaddik. Because it's brought that if Adam HaRishon would have waited with his zivug till Friday night, then he would have achieved the highest level tikkun habris. It would have been the bechin of tzaddik. And then the das that he had would have been das b'shleimus, and everything would have been perfect. But because of the fact that he didn't wait, so there wasn't that super high level of tzaddik in a sense, and yet he tried to grab the Eitz Hadas, which was a super high level of das, it represented a period between tzaddik and lamdan, that concept, which results in death, chas v'shalom. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Chav Dalid, ki ikar hashleimus shel kol odom hu daiko kishezoiche lishnei b'chinas bris hanemar batoiranal. Because when can we say that a Jew has achieved shleimus, that he's complete, only if he has both types of tikkun habris that are discussed in that chapter in Likut Imran? Shehim b'chinas brisi, lo bris tato, which are called the upper bris and the lower bris. Shehim b'chinas lamdon v'tzadik, the concept of one who is very learned and religious in areas of Isur v'heter, Gemara, the whole Talmud Bavli, that item. And also pure in tikkun habris, bechinas malach, kama, and Hashem tzavokos. We said that Rav Enzal quotes a pasuk there where it says imhorav doimer lemalach Hashem tzavokos. And there's a pasuk that says ki sifsei koin yishmeru das v'torah yivakshem ipiu ki malach Hashem tzavokosu, that you should seek Torah from the lips of one who is malach Hashem tzavokos. Rabbi Nezal explains in that chapter on the Likut Imran that it's talking about two levels there. Malach is one level, Hashem Tzvokos is another level. Malach represents the Lamdan, the Malach Memtes specifically, who represents the 6 days of the week. Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, he's the Eved, the Bechin of Avdus, the Lamedtes Melochos, and Hashem himself represents the Shabbos Kodesh, as we're going to see soon. Umi shezoicha l'shnei abchinas haylu, and a Jew who is zoicha to these two levels of bris, ashrei loy, is very, very fortunate. Aval machmas sheroiv hoylam ein zoichin l'bchinas brisi lo, shibchinas shmiras abris b'tachlis ha'shleimus. However, because of the fact that the majority of the world is not zoicha to super tikkun abris in the area of bris ilo, al kein ikra tikkun al yidei hiskarvus la hatzadik u'emes shezochol azeh b'shleimus kanal. Therefore, how do we have the ability to plug into bris ilo by plugging into the tzadik emes, by attaching ourselves to a tzadik who had that kind of had or has that kind of tikkun abris? Ki roiv ha'olam afilu haksherim heim rak bebechinas bris tato shu bechinas lamden bechinas shmiras yisuv heter sheze bechinas sheishesim echoil. Because the majority of the world, even the very religious people, at best are zeche to keep the bris tato pure by not eating treif, you know, by eating kosher and keeping all the laws of iser veheter properly. Shezeh b'chinas sheishesim yachoil, which corresponds to the concept of bris tato, lamdin, 6 days of the week. Shehim b'chinas eved, b'chinas sheishes yomim tavoid, which refers to a lower level, the level of a servant-like. Eliezer, eved Avrohom, ki bohem shoiltin uvdin dechoil, because in these people, the weekday activity has a hold on them. Shehem lametes melochis, which represents the 39 acts of work. They're working people. In other words, a lower class in a sense. Shetzrichim levararom mipgam etzadas toivora al yidei b'chinas shisha sidrei mishnah. They have to make the birur of the etzadas by learning, by studying, and fulfilling the shisha sidrei mishnah. Shehem b'chinas kosher uposel tohar v'tomei osur and mutter. Shem keneged sheishesim amasa, which corresponds to the 6 days of the week. Sheshom ikur habirur kiyadua. That's where a person has to do all kinds of things in order to separate good from bad and in order to fix things and correct them, etc. Aval ikur shleimus v'tikun habirur hu al yidei Shabbos. Shubchines tzadik u'emes, shubchines brisi lo, shemetzayir hakoil atoiv. But in terms of achieving shleimus, in terms of what completing the tikkun, that happens only on Shabbos, which represents the tzadik emes, who is the concept of bris ilo, who is the one who is able to format all the letters of the Torah, letoiv. And now Rabbi Nosson-Zal is going to explain a little bit this issue of the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos, and the working people versus the people that are able to learn full time, that kind of thing. Paragraph Chofei. V'chol hamasumatan v'ho'asokim v'hamalochis. All types of business and work that goes on, kulam heim bebechinas sheishesim e'achoyel, all correspond to the concept of the 6 days of the week. Sheim bechinas sheishesidrei mishnah, which corresponds to the 6 sections of mishnah, Shehu bechinas lamdan, which corresponds to the concept of a person who's a lamdan. Lamdan is the title that's given to one who's very learned in Gemara Shulchan Aruch. Sheshom tzrichin birur al yidei halametes malochis, kishezoichin lasoisem bigdusha bebechinas lametes malochis amishkan. Where when a person's involved in the 6 days of the week, when he's involved in that level of tikkun, there it requires a birur, a selection and refinement that takes place via the 39 acts of work. Meaning, if that person works bigdusha, he gets tztaka, he gets meiser from his earnings, and he sees to it that his work is done with purity, with honesty, and he's careful to keep himself apart from women during all the different tikkunim that he does. Kimi shezoicha l'shmiras habris b'shleimus. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, a Jew who is zoicha to real 100% shmiras habris, shehu bechinas tzadik u'emes, which means he's on the level of tzadik u'emes, who ein tzorich shum yegiu malocha klal. He does not have to do any work at all, and he doesn't have to struggle and toil within the gashmias world. Ki malachtoi nasis al yidei acherim. His work is done for him by others. Kemoi chasidim harishonim v'rabi shimon bar yochai zal, shehoi so malachton mizboreches. like the early tzaddikim, or like the great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose work had a blessing in it, ki hoisa toirosom umenosom, where the Gemara says their work was Torah. In other words, they busy themselves 7 days a week learning Torah. Umanusam daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word that the Gemara uses. The Gemara says that a person who learns full time is called toirosoi umanusoi. We said before that umnus, an uman, is one who completes things. One who takes an incomplete item, wood or something like that, and makes it into kelim. Correct? That's a craftsman. Rav Nosson Zal says, Dahainu, sheho umnus shel kol hamalochos. When we talk about the craftsmanship of a work, shehu ma shetzrichem lahashlam kol advarim shemuchosarim tikun lahashlam oisim aidei humnus kanal, whereby you take unfinished items and finish them via your craftsmanship, ze hoyonase etzlam memeila alidei esek hatoyra sheosko bikdusha yom valayla. By these tzaddikim amitim, by the fact that they study Torah with such holiness day and night, the tikkun of umnus, which is called completing items, which most people do that through their work. This one is a watchmaker, this one is a computer person, this one is this. By these tzaddikim, toirosom umanusom. Their study of Torah affects the same tikkun, at least, as the tikkun that's affected by other people going out to work with their umnus of creating kelim and things. Because these tzaddikim are zoicha at all times to configure and format the letters of the Torah in a positive way. Which makes it that everything in the world that needs fixing happens automatically. In other words, as if we could say, let's say you have a person, a normal person, what we call a normal person, not a tzaddik emes. If the person wants to live, he's got to build a house. He's got to buy building materials, and he's got to put it together, and he's got to bang the nails in, and he's got to do this, and he's got to make phone calls to get water and electricity and this, that. He's got to do all kinds of things in order to build the house and bring the house from a level of nothing to a level of completion, which is called an umnus, a kablan, a builder, is a craftsman of a certain sort. You get these tzaddikim amitim who are on a certain level. We're talking about one who's zochet tikkun abris b'shleimus, etc. By him, he sits and learns, and the house is built for him. It happens by itself. Hashem arranges that he should have a house, and Hashem arranges that he should have what he needs. In terms of all the other dishes, kelim, another person has to build, and by him, it's done for him automatically through his Torah. To the point where they affect a tikkun for the world, like before Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. Shelo yehayinu tzrichem lahashlem kol advorim al yedei alametes melochos. Rav Nosson Zal says that before Adam Arishon ate from the tree of wisdom, you didn't need work. The fact that today there's work, people have to work for a living, or people have to work to plant and to plow fields and to harvest, all of that stuff. Before Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, that wasn't necessary at all. The 39 acts of work that we have today are the result of a curse that Hashem gave, 39 curses that Hashem gave to Adam, Chava, the earth, and the snake when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. So the question is, before they ate from the Eitz Hadas, how would food have grown from a field? You mean it would have grown by itself? Rav Nosson Zal says, Rak hakoil hoyonishlam al yedei tefila levad. Can move on b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. If Adam Rishon had not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, then simply through his tefillah, it would have brought everything to completion. It would have made fruit grow, and it would have made clothing grow, and it would have made everything. You wouldn't have had to do any type of work at all whatsoever. So these tzaddikim amitim, who have this highest level of Shmiras Habris, by them, they receive all their umanus, all their kelim, the same way that Adam Rishon got it before the Eitz Hadas. Avol mi she'eino zoich lebechinas tzaddik b'shleimus. However, those people who are not zoich to this level of tzaddik b'shleimus, he's not on that level of tikkun abris. Afal pi shehu ish kosher, even though he's a real religious person, hazai hu bebechinas bris tator. Then the best that he could be is the lower level bris.
וזי צורך איזה עסק במסומת נו מלאכה, כדי לברר הדובר מפגם אחיזס עץ הדעס, תויבורה. Then, such a person does have to go to work in order to affect, through his lamates malachos, in order to affect the tikkun for the Eitz Hadas, which that person is in a position to contribute to. Aval, tzorich sheyaseh ho'esik b'gdusho b'tara al pi ha'Torah. However, the person has to see to it that his work is conducted in holiness, according to all the laws of the Torah. Not to work on Shabbos, all the different laws. Kedei sheyizke levaroi, so that he's zoche to make the proper refinement, the proper tikkun that he's supposed to be making through his work. And the most important item is shetzorech lekasher esatzmoi letzadik oemes, that the person should attach himself and bind himself to the true tzadik, shehu bechinas Shabbos, who is compared to the Shabbos, shemimenu ikar tachlis shleimus habirur. It's that true tzadik, from him emanates forth the true tikkun and the true refinement. The kol echod, and each and every person, kifi kiruvo yel hatzadik, to the degree that he zocha to come close to the tzadik, kein poirek meyatzmoy oil hamalochis. To that same degree, he frees himself from the yoke of having to work, having to do all kinds of work and struggle. Ki zocha lahashlim habirur al yidei koyach hatzadik v'kanal. Because the same birur that other people accomplish through their working and struggling, he's able to accomplish it via the power of the tzaddik, via the tzaddik's tikkun abris. Aval al kol ponim, afilu im hu muchrich lasik beiz esek hamalacha. However, even if a person does have to do work, still, ikar tikkunoi al yedei tzaddik shehu b'chinas Shabbos. Even that person, his main tikkun is through the tzaddik, who is called Shabbos, sheyichavein b'machshavtoi, that the person should be thinking at the time that he's working, that he's working now in order to have the privilege of being able to support the tzaddik, and in order that he should be able to receive the Shabbos with the proper respect. So he'll be able to have nice clothing for Shabbos, good food for Shabbos, so that he'll be able to learn on Shabbos. That's why he's working during the 6 days of the week. If a person does it with that attitude, with those two things in mind, supporting the tzaddik, plus that he's working for his own Shabbos, to be zocher, to be mekayem mitzvah Shabbos the right way, then his work is holy, and such a person, through his work, is able to make tremendous tikkunim and birurim. Just to review and paraphrase a little bit, Rabbein Azal says in a few chapters in Likud Imran that the thing that separates the Jews from Lahavdol the Goyim is the Gemara, the Shas, the Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shebichsav, the Goyim have it also. They also have a concept of a Bible, of an Old Testament. So within the framework of Torah Shebichsav, there we're still all sort of, everybody's still involved. It's when you get to Torah Shebal Peh, suddenly there's a fork in the road. The Jews go right, and the Goyim go left. So that's where the Kiddusha of a Jew begins. What distinguishes a Jew from Lahavdol a Goy is the Torah Shebal Peh, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So that a Jew who studies the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which deals with all kinds of requirements that a Goy doesn't have, for a Jew, this is treif, and for Goy, it's kosher. For a Jew, he's not allowed to do this, and the Goy is allowed to do this. The Jew has the laws of Tumah and Tara, and the Goy doesn't have it. So, to a Jew who is zeichet to plug into the Torah Shebal Peh, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, to learn it and to keep all of that, that's called Bris Tator. That's a certain level, a lower level covenant with Hashem. Then there's the higher level, Bris Iloh it's called, the higher level covenant, which means achieving complete purity in the aspect of men and women and all things related to that. That's called Bris Iloh. Now, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah corresponds to the 6 days of the week, weekday. The upper level Bris corresponds to the Shabbos Kodesh, which is a much higher level of Kedusha. We know that during the 6 days of the week, we work.
The pasuk says sheishesem tavoy. Shabbos, no work. Rav Nosson Zal here says that there's two types of Jews. There's lower level and there's a certain higher level. A Jew who is zocher to be tzaddik emes, super, super, super tikkun abris, that Jew is in a position without working to affect the same tikkunim that are affected by a Jew who goes to work. Because when a Jew goes to work, he's making tikkunim. It's not stam. Begashmi, as we see, is making tikkunim. He takes a piece of paper that's nothing, and he colors on it, and he paints on it and everything, and creates a beautiful thing. He creates a major production. So Rav Nosson Zal says, a tzaddik who has shleimus tikkun abris and everything, the Gemara says that even among the tanoim, there were two types. There were those that worked and learned, and then there are those whom toirosan umanusan. That's the wording in the Gemara. That their Torah was their umnus. Now, based on the definition that we've had before of what uman means and umnus, umnus means completing kalim, making kalim, finishing things, taking things from an incomplete state and completing them. This means that these tzaddikim, their process of completing things, building homes and making kalim, and, you know, is done through their study of Torah. Because they have this super high level of tikkun abris, their Torah, they format the letters Latoiv in such a positive way that all the other stuff gets done automatically. All of those tikkunim which the other person has to work 6 days, you know, by the tzaddik who has this tikkun abris, it happens automatically. So Rav Nosson Zal said a few things. Lamaisa. Number one, a person has to know where he fits in. Is he the tzaddik emes? In which case he has that level of tikkun abris, in which case he doesn't have to work, his work is done for him automatically, etc., etc. If he's not, then he has several instructions, several ways of accomplishing this. Way number one, that his work itself should be done bikdusha. He should do his work according to all the laws of the Torah. Number two, he should attach himself to the tzaddik via two ways. The kesher to the tzaddik, Rav Nosson Zal suggested two possibilities. One kesher is mamish, that one of the main objectives in his working is to use his money to support the tzaddik. That's one way of plugging into the tzaddik. And he's seeing to it by plugging into the tzaddik that all the tikkunim, all the tikkunim of umnus that need to be accomplished by his work are being done properly. And a second way, Rav Nosson Zal said, is by seeing to it that all your work during 6 days of the week is geared towards Shabbos. How? When a person sees to it that during the week, if his wife gives him this teat or that teat, doesn't matter. If he has this to wear or that to wear, doesn't matter. Whereas comes Shabbos, he gives special importance to every meal. Every meal he tries to make it the most beautiful, special thing. The clothing that he's wearing, he tries to select the best that he can possibly afford on his level for Shabbos. And learning on Shabbos and doing all the things that, by doing that, Rav Nosson Zal says, Shabbos represents the tzaddik emes. By plugging your work into Shabbos in that manner, you know, where your main objective in working is for that. I'm not working for the 6 days of the week. 6 days of the week, who cares what I eat? I can eat bread and water, so, you know, I don't have to work 8 hours a day for that. If I'm working 8 hours a day, my main reason is for Shabbos, to have a nice beged for Shabbos, special food for Shabbos. If he does it on that way, then he's plugging his bris kator into the bris ilor, you know, and therefore assuring that the tikkunim will be done for him on the highest level.